Thursday, November 1st, 2012, 8:04 p.m., my home in Oregon. I wanted to bring up some recollections, some comments that were made to me even before I joined the Marine Corps in 2005. Actually, before I had left, I was already in that program. I had some people I worked with, most of all, whose general indication of the war and what I was going to go do was that I'm a young kid. I got a bright future in front of me. I'm just out of high school, or maybe I'm still in high school. Okay, I come from a medium family. I'm not wealthy, but I'm not dirt poor. I got what I need to have. Okay, I can have a reasonably successful future. And then my dumbass is going to go off to this war for a president we don't like, for a war we don't need, and die, and I'm going to become a little victim. Well, I kind of told them then, and I told them now, fuck you. I have a pulse. I'm back. Thank you very much. Now, beyond that, the more intelligent objections people had, other than you're just going to go die a victim, was that a few people of different ages, honestly. I had a kid in high school ask me this. I also had a teacher, and I had an older person in Walmart ask me this when I worked there. All three at the same point. They said it differently. But basically, how can you go over there and take orders when you're under mortal danger by these people you don't even agree with, by this president that you like or I don't like, or how are you going to allow these politicians whose fingers are vicariously wrapped around the triggers to use you, whose fingers are quite literally wrapped around the trigger, to go and do their bidding? How are you going to go do that? Honestly, I didn't quite have the same answer that I have now. I kind of did the same philosophy, the same ideas, but it wasn't nearly as developed and articulated. I'll sum it up. I will explain it, but right now I will sum it up. I'm a warrior, not a bureaucrat. I will never be more than a warrior. I will never be a bureaucrat. I was born a warrior, and I will die a warrior. It isn't just about what I do, it's about what I am. It's how my brain works, it's how my body works. It's how I see things, it's what I perceive. When President Obama was actually put in the office in November of 2008, I didn't vote. In fact, I was on an 8-day mission with my unit out in the middle of the desert, trying to find the last remaining Air Force pilot from Desert Storm. I came back from that mission, and all of a sudden, Obama was president. Does that change my life? No, not a bit. Hello, I'm still over there. I don't give a shit who's president. I'm still boots on deck. Me and my Marines, all of us. Doesn't change anything. You think my orders the next day changed? No. Now here's an idea, a concept I would like to submit to you. I just finished watching The Ides of March last night. It was a very good movie. If you haven't seen it, it's a very good political thriller type of a movie. All about presidential election and so forth and so forth. Not tied to our own presidential election, just the idea in general. I would submit to you that war and the process of fighting a war, being the combatant in a war, take that idea and compare it to the process of being a politician or a bureaucrat, running for an office, governing a country, governing a state, governing a territory. Politics, in all of its shapes and forms, is about mass manipulation of people and their categories, their interests, whether it be institutions, businesses, corporations, groups, whatever. People is the mass manipulation of people for specific intent to control them. And you seek to control them to get a certain result. Protect them, feed them, tax them. Move them, just like a sheep, from one pasture to another pasture. That is the core essence of all things political. Mass manipulation is not exactly the seeking of truth. And each politician, each person, is part of a larger body of Congress, or of the Cabinet, or of the Senate, or of the whoever, a larger group. And self-revelation, or self-confession, bringing forth one person's personal actions that put them outside of that organization does not help that organization at all. It brings the organization down. War is much the same. Being a warfighter, being a combatant, engaging in the act of war, is also about mass manipulation of people to exert control over them. And your degree of control is a means to an end. Whether it be to take their oil from them, whether it be to interrogate them and gain money, gain resources, gain votes, gain land, to defend, whether it be to control them in an effort to keep them the hell away from you. There's always a means to an end. It is mass control of people. The difference from a warfighter, from a warrior, and a bureaucrat is not what essentially we do. It's who we are manipulating, or what tools we are using to manipulate them, and to what end. Well, obviously in the food chain, as we traditionally think, the politician is the puppet master and the warrior is the puppet. I would submit to you that there are situations in life and in history where that's not exactly the case. But by and large it is. We'll accept that. So when I say I am a warrior by nature, I understand what cohesion, unit integrity, and discipline, and what following orders means. I also understand what doing or not doing those things, or not having those qualities, also means. I have a very real appreciation for that. No, this is slightly off the topic, but no, I do not think that just following orders is necessarily a bad excuse or a reason for doing heinous crimes. But as a much deeper subject, it is not simple. Now, how can I go out and be the puppet for these puppet masters that always change, and they slither and they sly, they change face like salespeople? How can I be their puppet? The answer is because I am a warrior by default, by nature. The people who I choose to manipulate, control, exert force on, and ultimately gain a means to an end are the people outside of my country, outside of my culture. The people the politician chooses to manipulate, control, exert force over, and gain a means to an end is his own blood, his own brothers and sisters, his mom and his dad, his countrymen, his nieces, his nephews, his neighborhood, his state, his region. I simply choose to exert that manipulative control over another body of people that is not my own. And I do so generally believing that my intent for why I do that, my personal reason why I would vote my hand in the air and take that oath to defend this country against enemies, both foreign and domestic, all enemies, is because my overall mission and personal belief coincides enough with the belief of the master manipulating bureaucrats, and the end result is going to make both of us happy. It's not that I agree with Obama, or that I agree with Romney, or that I agree with Bush, or who the hell ever. It's that I can supersede, I can go past that, I can look past my own personal quarrels and connections with bureaucrats. I can put myself farther out there and take orders and give orders, because I am by nature, I am organically, and I will always be, a warrior and not a bureaucrat. And that is okay. Because there are those that exist that will always be a bureaucrat, never a warrior. And there are those that exist that are both. Right off the top of my head, Army retired General David Petraeus, currently the director of the CIA. I know just a tiny bit about him. I know he got promoted like crazy during the last 10 years of the war. He is a general, high general in the Army, and thus he is by nature bureaucratic. There's no way to play at that level and not be dirty, or not be political, not be bureaucratic, whatever you want to call it. He's got those kinds of responsibilities. Well, he's also a combat general. He's one of the few types of military leaders that came from a combat ground background. To my knowledge, he was actually shot once, but only in training by another soldier. Take that for what you will. But he, nonetheless, is still a warrior. and a bureaucrat, so it's possible, but that will never be me. That is the difference between a warrior and a bureaucrat, and that is how a warrior can go out and do the bureaucrat's bidding without agreeing with the bureaucrat or disagreeing with the bureaucrat. That is as best as I can explain the insight, my thoughts, my feelings about it. It is very possible that people on the outside of this realm, outside of this circle, perhaps the very people posing these questions to me both before and after my service, simply don't possess what it takes to understand or agree with this philosophy. And I understand that, and I accept that as well. But I am a warrior, not a bureaucrat.